Our first scripture reading today is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 24. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Our second reading is from Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, and set the oppressed free. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, I do thank you for this sermon. I ask that you would speak through me today, God, that it would be a blessing to those who are here in attendance, and I give you praise. And those who are listening, God, by our podcast, that you would touch them, God. Let it bring them hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I am a little off kilter this morning. I love to be transparent, so just pray for me. I'm not sure why I feel so weak and tired today, but pray for me because I believe I have a word that God has for you this morning. So I'm asking my elders to lift me up in prayer while I'm up here. I need the strength today. I want to talk today about hope. As you know, hope is our first it's our first week in Advent. We talk about hope. And if you're familiar with you all are, I was not till last year with Advent, but I enjoyed doing the studies on it. But the Israelites, they were waiting for the Messiah. That was their hope. Their hope was that the Messiah would come. It was promised. And, you know, they waited 400 years for the Messiah. What a long wait that was for God to come through. But they kept their hope in him. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Just our hope. We're all going through things that you always do during the holiday seasons and everything. But we have to have our hope in something, and our hope is in God. Our hope is that he's going to do what he promised that he'd do. Our hope is that he's going to be a God that we need, that we can depend on him, that we can trust in him, that we can love him. And so today I just want to talk a little bit about hope. I wanted to hopefully encourage you to walk in hope as we go into the new year and as we go through this time of Advent. My first scripture today is from Lamentations 3 and 24. And it says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. When I say the word hope, what do you think of? What do you think of when I say hope? I think of an expected future. I hope for this. I hope that God will come through. I hope that he keeps his promise to me. I hope, you know, that I'll find joy. I hope that I'll find love or whatever it may be. But that's what I want to talk about. Just that expected future. We know right now we're going through a time, you know, because our whole country's going to change and we're just not sure. But our hope remains in God. Our hope is that he's going to be a God that keeps us no matter what happens, that we can walk in him, that we can trust him, that he will not fail us, that he will not leave us. He will not let us down. That's our hope in him. This year, I have a hope. My hope is now this year, 2024, my hope was that I would walk in joy. I wanted to walk in joy. And truly I did. From January to now, there were very few days that I didn't experience joy. And so I am so thankful. God showed up and showed me, yes, you can be joyful through all that you've gone through. I was closing out, you know, well, I wasn't closing out, but you know, it was coming to a year of losing my mom and, he allowed me to walk in joy. He allowed me. So this year, hope is that I can walk in love, that I can show more love to people, that I can receive love. Because many times I'm like, oh, I'm okay. Oh, I got it. Here, I can. No, I don't need it. But I want to be open to receive it. So that's my hope this year. Now, I know each of you probably have a hope or something that you're thinking about. You may be hoping for peace in your family. You may be hoping for, you know, a new beginning or whatever it may be. I'm going to have you be interactive this morning. I know that there are prayer request sheets, I believe, in each pew. No response? I can't see, but there are. I want you to get a prayer request out and write on it what you're hoping for. And then at the end of the sermon, we're going to pray over those as we go into our new year and our new Advent season. But what are you hoping for? I want you to start to think about it. I'm going to keep talking while you're writing. That doesn't bother me at all. I can talk. But what are you hoping for? What are you hoping for this year? What is it that you have, that request you have before God, that you'd like for him to do for you, that you're hoping, God, that just like the Israelites were hoping that that Messiah would come. It had been 400 years, and yet still they were like, we can't take our faith out of God. We can't take our trust away. We have to believe that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. And sure enough, he sent the Messiah for him. He's a God that keeps his promises. 400 years is a long time. Have we ever had to wait? You know, can you imagine? But the people never gave up. You know, it would have been generations and generations still hoping that God, that the Messiah was going to come, that things were going to get better. And that's what we are. We're hoping that things, hope for a better future, hope for a new joy, hope for a new life, hope my family's going to come together. This is going to be the that we all celebrate Christmas together. There was this minister, he's passed on now, but I remember he was preaching a sermon for us. And he just stuck with me because he was a member of a blended family. So he'd married, he and his wife had each been married before, but then they came together. And so they had children from different relationships, different marriages, and they were not blending very well. And he said he hoped that at some point they could all come together. They could all be one and be a family. And he said it was a Christmas season, it so happened. And he said one day he looked up and they were all walking through the mall, holding hands, getting ready for Christmas. Amen. And he didn't know. No, he just hoped. He hoped that God would bring them all together, that they would all mesh. He hoped that they would be a family. And sure enough, God did it. He promised, just what he promised. He did that for them. And that one always blessed me. I always just remembered it because I could remember the joy on his face of having their whole family all together. That although they were all from different families, you know, there was so much going on, but God brought them all together. So I know there's some who are hoping, you're hoping for something like that. You're hoping that there will be peace in your family. You're hoping that all your kids can come home for the holidays, or you're hoping, you know, that there'll be joy, that you can experience a year of joy or a year of love or a year of peace, whatever it may be, but that you can have that. And so as you're writing your request down, I'm going to move on in the sermon, but I just want you to start thinking about what is it that you're hoping for? The thrill of hope is what the song, O Holy Night. I really love that line. The thrill of hope. Because it is. We're hoping, and we're hoping with such joy and anticipation that God's going to do what he promised he's going to do. So our next scripture, because he did come, this is a promise fulfilled. Because the Old Testament talks about him coming, the Messiah coming. But the New Testament talks about a promise fulfilled. In Luke 4, 16 through 22. And I love this scripture because my mom, she prayed this over me when I was ordained. So I love this scripture, but it just reminds me of a promise. He came, just what he promised, what the Lord promised he would send the Messiah. And this is the Messiah as he's gotten here, and he's coming to tell the people who he is, to tell the Israelites who he is. Luke 4, 16 through 22. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Elisha. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Yeah, they were trying to figure it out, but no, he was the Messiah. But the part about this scripture that I love and that my mom prayed over me, it was like our mandate to go out and preach, to be men and women of God, what God called us to do, what he sent Jesus for, was to preach the gospel. That's what he said. I have to read that part again because I love it. I love this part. It tells us what to do. And this is like my mandate. When I go out, this is what I do. He says, to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. We have a word that we can speak to people that will bring them hope. The brokenhearted, I can give you hope by just sharing you what God has done or sharing my stories. I can give you hope on that. To preach deliverance to the captives. There's so many people who are bound. They're bound by bad memories. They're bound by bad life experiences. But we as men and women of God, we can bring just what Jesus did. We can bring them the good word of God that can change their whole life. You know, one word you say can change someone's life, just speaking into their heart. To preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind. Healing. He has given us the gift to go out and share that he is a healer. And then their faith moves in there and people are healed. To set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what our hope is in, that we can go out and do, knowing that just like that, the scripture was fulfilled. The Messiah came and he had shared with them, this is what I'm here to do. That to me just was amazing when I was reading it yesterday. Well, God, he really did. He shared. This is what I'm here to do. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to preach recovery of sight to the blind, to preach to the brokenhearted, the captive. I see that so often, and it's so important that we speak life into them. And so as I'm speaking hope today, I want to just encourage you that you have that power. You have that gift to go out and speak hope to others. If I'm speaking it to you, then you take it out and share it with others. That always blesses me. When someone says, you know what we had at church today? I'm like, tell me, what did you hear? What did you tell me? What happened? You know, tell me what they said about the Lord. It gives me joy. So you have that to take hope outside of these four walls, to share it with someone, to share how good God is, to share what he's done. You have a testimony of what he's done for you, how you had hope and you saw him bring it through. You saw him. I love to share. I did this speech. A couple years ago now, I guess it was, and it was called Hope is My Superpower, you know, and it truly is. And I shared with them how much my mom, I went through. I just must have been a really clumsy girl or something. I don't know, because I had a lot of bumps and bruises, and it seems like stuff was always happening to me. And I guess because God had a call in my life. But she would always say, nope, that's not going to be the end of you. God's got a call on your life. She would speak that hope into me. She'd just say it no matter what it was. It was like I shared last week, I got hit in the head with a baseball bat. I got burned with coffee. This was all young. And she goes, nope, this is not going to be the end of you. God's got a call on your life. She was building that hope up that I could keep on going, knowing that, nope, this is not it. God's got a call. Hope was my superpower. It really was. I couldn't have made it through so many things without hope, without the hope that God would never leave me, the hope in his word that he promised all things would work together for my good, that he wouldn't leave me, he wouldn't forsake me, he would be with me always. That hope that he would fulfill those promises to me is what I'm talking about today. And I hope that I'm getting it out. I'm getting it to you. We have hope is a superpower. You can walk in that hope. Walk in that hope, knowing that next year will be one of the best years you've ever had. You can just hope and believe in that and know that God keeps his promises, that he speaks it. Know that what you're writing, we're going to pray together. I'm going to pray with you in just a minute because I'm almost done. But I'm going to pray for you that what you've written out there, God sees that and that he brings it to pass for you, that he shows you you can hope in him, that you can trust in him, that you can walk in him. He's such a good God that I'm almost turning into about to say hallelujah. So, because he's such a good God, he's such a good God, and we can put our hope and our faith in him. So I want to leave you with this last scripture as I'm coming to a close. Romans 15:13. And it's more of a blessing today. I want to put this scripture out as a blessing over you for this holiday season. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That you may abound in hope. That's what my prayer is for you. That's the blessing that I send on you today. That scripture, that you may abound in hope, that you may walk in hope, knowing God has you. You can hope in him. If you can't hope in anything else, you know, we can't always hope in our friends or even our family, but you can always put your hope, your trust, your love in God. You can walk in him and know that he's a God that keeps his promises. If he promised it, he's going to keep it. You can trust in him. A thrill of hope is what the song said. A weary world rejoices. So as we enter this Advent season, we think of those who trusted in their and put their hope in the Messiah coming. And we have our hope in that Christ will come again. Our Lord and Savior will come again. That's where our hope, our main hope is in that. But on our day to day, that hope that he's going to fulfill what you need, that he's going to bless you and keep you, that he's going to hold you up, that he's going to meet you at your point of need. That's where our hope is today. It's in God. Our hope is in God. And you can put your hope in him. That he's going to heal. That he's going to deliver. That he's going to guide you. That he's going to direct you. Whatever it is that you need from him, our hope is in him today. That he's going to do just that for you. Amen. Amen. All right, let's pray, guys. What I want you to do before we pray is hold up your slip. Just as an act of faith, hold it up. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for each prayer request, each prayer, hope request, God. We thank you for it. Lord, we're asking that you meet each one, person by person, God, that you would meet them and let them know they can put their hope in you. We thank you, God, and we praise you. We give you joy. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, that we can hope in you, that we can put our hope in you, our trust in you. And God, each request, God, that is there before you today, we offer them up as an offering, God, that you would indeed meet us, God, at those requests, meet each one of those requests. And we thank you for it today. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. And God, as we're closing the prayer, we do ask again that you would let your healing virtue flow, God, on those who are in need of a special healing, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.